Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What I tell everyone, I was born by God's dear grace in an extraordinary place with the stars and stripes.
Yes, indeed.
An eagle flies.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to What's on Your Mind. Scott had a lab and on location today. We are
countless dreams.
Aaron Tippin has slowed down. What does that mean? We are live in Grand Forks today. Actually here for a funeral for a dear friend, Father Bill Sherman, who is, lost him last week at 94 years of age. Think about that. But such a legend. He's the closest thing probably to a pope the North Dakota's ever had. And just the most humble guy, just unbelievable. I found a little treasure. 5 years ago, I interviewed him for the Thanksgiving special we did, because he's one of those people I'm just most thankful for, and we're going to play that today on the program. So won't that be fun? Gosh, I'm looking forward to that. And I want to ask him this question, and you're going to hear the answer to this, and that is, what are you most looking forward to in heaven? What's heaven going to be like? Think of that from the pastor's perspective. So we're going to ask them here today on the program. Tom Kenville is going to join us. Tom, from EyeSight Drone Services, very instrumental in the restoration of power in western North Dakota with the EyeSight Drone Services. Helped those power co-ops know exactly what they were looking at for all the power poles that had to be restored, down lines, everything else. That's so much quicker with drone services. You can't believe it. And we'll talk with Tom about the good work they did there. Also, Public Service Commission member Randy Christman will join us on the program today. We're going to talk about the Coteau Freedom Mine and how they have now release some land back, the bond release that happens. How does that process work? Also talk a little bit about the CO2 capture as well. Welcome you to call us on the program today, Todd, the radio god, and Kevin Flynn will be taking your calls next hour. Lots of open phone time. Plus, we'll have Randy Christman on the show. And we welcome your calls, questions, and comments today, as we always do, at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, on What's on Your Mind. You tell me. I have a special day today in the Hannon House, May 10th, 2022. We have two birthdays, Kev. Not one, but two birthdays.
I saw that.
My lovely wife, Maria, is celebrating a birthday today, and our daughter, Hannah, is celebrating birthday today, and she's a long ways away, 1,600 miles away. I can see her. I just can't reach her from here. Happy birthday to those two. Of course, I wouldn't be who I am without my wonderful wife. She's just a partner in so many wonderful ways, including in our business and our company. She also does healthcare. She's just a wonderful occupational therapist, and her ministry really is just her profession. She does a fabulous job with so many people, so caring and so wonderful. And so happy birthday, dear. I love you. Happy birthday to Maria and to Hannah as well. Hannah is our middle child. And, sometimes the middle children get forgotten. That didn't happen in your house, did it, Kev? But
no,
once in a while. No. Once in a while, they feel a little forgotten. So let's make sure she doesn't feel forgotten today. But she's just, a bold young lady. She actually left Shanley High School and went to Yale. And Yale can be a challenging place, but she did a wonderful job bringing the light to Yale. And then she left Yale and took a job in Menlo Park, California. You know where Menlo Park, California is, Kev? You know what's there?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I got married in San Francisco once.
Did you really?
I did.
Yeah. And you planned it, or just kind of like a Las Vegas thing, or what?
It was kind of a last minute deal with a gal I've been dating for about a year, and we just decided let's just do this.
Interesting.
Went down to Fisherman's Wharf, and in fact, my former brother-in-law was a deputy sheriff down in Woodside, in San Mateo County, down by Stanford.
Well, San Francisco then and San Francisco now are probably just a little bit on the different side. So
makes me weep.
Yeah, she lives in San Francisco actually on Knob Hill, and she commutes, you know, to Menlo Park. But you know, that's bold. That's bold. You know, bold to head to college, bold to head to San Francisco, and very proud of Hannah. So happy birthday to those to do. A little privilege. You know, as the host, you get to give a shout out to those family members that you are thinking about today on this 10th of May. Also today on the program, Father Bill Sherman, longtime pastor at St. Michael's Church. His prayer service last night, the funeral today at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Grand Forks at 11 o'clock. So that's why we're here today. I was just thumbing through the headlines here before we get to your calls, questions, and comments today on the program at 800-228-0550. You can call us, 701-258-0550. You can text us at 701-237-1590. I can't decide what the funniest headline is, but there are a lot of choices here today. Kev, you have any particular favorites of the things that are happening in the news today that have you chuckling a little bit? Oh, my goodness.
The sideshow at the justices' homes is just unbelievable.
Here's what I can't get my mind around. I know why this happens, but I don't know how they, you know, I guess when you have a lackey media. So Donald Trump said the following on January 6th, something to the effect of peacefully protest, you know, again, 1 million people on the mall, 15,000 knuckleheads up on the Capitol that weren't even at the mall. And he says, you know, peacefully protest. And, you know, we have literally a crime commission, for crying out loud, another Warren commission trying to, decide how horrible Donald Trump is for the fact that the Capitol police were poorly prepared for that event. I don't excuse one knucklehead for doing what they did. But, you know, again, just put that into context. Now, what is Chuck Schumer do? Chuck Schumer's up there talking about Gorsuch and Kavanaugh and unleashing a fury. Remember that? Before the Supreme Court? And Kavanaugh, you hear us! You hear us! And then these people publish the addresses of Supreme Court members and have these angry mobs there. I don't know how that is in January 6th all over again. I don't know how we're not denouncing that. And I heard Peter Ducey ask at the White House, like, okay, the president's okay with this? He's okay with it? And she didn't answer the question. Now they've later sort of cleaned up by tweet what's going on there. But I agree with you. That one belongs, that one absolutely belongs up there. It's just absolutely outrageous. And, you know, do you think that works? Do you think you influence anything?
And that's the point. That's all they have, though, buddy. I mean, there's nothing else they can point to and go, look at how good that is. Look at how great this is doing. Nothing else. So they've got to throw this match into that can of gasoline and hope this is enough to get them across the finish line, which it's not. We're all clearly on to you on this. So, yeah, good luck with that.
No, it's ridiculous. Justice Alito's location evidently went into hiding. It's unknown if that's true, but this is incredible. This is really, really, really bad. Senate passed a bill yesterday to protect the families of Supreme Court members. This is what we've come to because they have such an insatiable desire to want to end the life of innocent children on a whim. You know, this is, and by the way, they're not losing this right. They're not losing this right, sadly. What they're doing is having to live in a state that allows it, okay, which will be about half the states. That's what ending Roe versus Wade does. Says the states, you decide. Thankfully, North Dakota has a trigger law, and, you know, the one and only abortion clinic, think of it, probably going to have to move over to Moorhead. Oh, my gosh, someone has to go from it. Think of that. Just, you know, do the math on that. How about the stock market yesterday? Wow. And,
ouch.
You have the Treasury Secretary warning of continued stock market volatility. Well, thank you, Kreskin, for that huge revelation. Who are these people? What do they got? Charlie Brown in charge of the Treasury, for crying out loud, the former Reserve Chair, Janet Yellen. Oh, thank you very much for that, Ms. Yellen. Yep, we're quite aware that. Let's go, Brandon. That's beautiful, unbelievable. Even CNN had to yesterday say they're not so sure that Joe Biden reducing the deficit is accurate. CNN is even saying, hey, let's go, Brandon, that's fake news here. So a couple of our favorite headlines today, yours are welcome as well. Brought to you today by PetroServe USA, home cook and grab-and-go convenience. Here I have the menu in front of me. Taco Mac in Harwood today. Mac and Beef in Fargo on 12th Avenue and I-29. Swedish Meatballs or Sloppy Joe's, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Valley City today. Hot Beef Sandwich or Chicken Pot Pie. Tater Tot Hot Dish on NP Avenue downtown. Yulin has Beef Mongolian today. Beef Mongolian Tater Tot Hot Dish in Glendon. PetroServe USA, the home of home cooking with grab-and-go convenience and that 4-for-4 deal still. The Inflation Buster. Tell them Scott sent you.
Did you know that the oil and natural gas industry touches every corner of North Dakota? It's true. Each year, the industry pays over $2 billion to the state of North Dakota. That money flows across the state, funding everything from education, roads and flood control projects, to social services and law enforcement. Learn more at ndpetroleumfoundation.org. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas. Advancing the possibilities.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming May auctions include 476 acres of irrigated crop and pasture land in McLean County, 645 acres of crop and CRP land in Benson County, 1,285 CRP and pasture land acres in Eddy County, 388 acres of exceptional crop land in Richland County, and the Leroy Beckel Farm Equipment Estate Auction in Hazen, and the Krebs Family Retirement Equipment Auction in New England, North Dakota. View these auctions and many more land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
It's another chance to understand estate planning with Mark Wagner from ND Estate Services. Mark, what is a revocable living trust?
A revocable living trust, Scott, is a legal document just like a will. It contains instructions for what you want to have happen to your assets when you die. But unlike a well-written and properly funded trust, number one, avoids the probate at death. Number two, controls your estate. And number three, prevents the court from controlling your assets if you become incapacitated.
A will is not enough, right?
It's only enough if you want to fund the government.
Right. Thank you very much. I don't. They have enough of our money.
They take too much the way it is, Scott. And they're trying to take more all the time.
NDEstateServices.com. Mark does this on a flat fee available for you. The peace of mind that comes with that is priceless. Call them at 701-318-0908, 318-0908, or NDEstateServices.com. Call Mark Wagner.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Name one thing that's better. One thing that's better with Joe Biden as president. One thing. I only want one thing. Well, I guess one thing is you could say that he ended up getting more money from Hunter's deals than 10% now. The big guy. Seen that story?
Yeah. I'm still trying to think of some one good thing. No, I got nothing.
You got nothing?
Seriously, I've got nothing.
Hmm. Our friend Chris Kobach, who was part of the Peter McCullough visit, I still have a little more of the Peter McCullough interview to play as well. We're not going to get to that today, the jammed-up show we have here, but we'll do that this week. But Chris Kobach was with him. Chris Kobach has fought on the vaccine mandate front, and there is now a case in court that Chris Kobach has brought. It was filed today, story in the Omaha World Herald. A Offutt Air Force Base airman has asked a judge to block the COVID vaccine mandate, citing religious beliefs. And three current or former Offutt airmen are part of that. They brought this in Nebraska strategically, again, because of the court they wanted in, the circuit court that they wanted in. But the Air Force is discharging and punishing people who don't want to take the vaccine. That's been going on. We sort of just ignore that one. But that's happening. That is happening, ladies and gentlemen. Just so you know. Pay very close attention to that. All right. Let's get Sylvester in here, and then we're going to talk to Tommy Kenville on the program today. You're going to hear the words of the late Father William Sherman, who we're laying to rest today on the question of heaven. Sylvester, what's on your mind?
Yeah, Scott, you know, I'm wondering, will you allow us to, you know, throw out the names of people that are running for office? I'm from South Dakota, and, you know, I'd really like to throw my support behind them. And if we can throw their names out there once in a while in your program, are you going to let us do that?
I never mind that, but I just ask you not to give me like 58 candidates. You know, if you've got a candidate for a particular legislative office and you think they're doing, you know, they'd be the best slice, say, hey, I want to vote for, you know, Scott because he's great and, you know, I've done the work. I think people appreciate that. So who's your candidate today you want to talk about?
Well, you know, today I'd like to mention Taffy Howard again. You know, she's running for our representative from South Dakota. She's from Rapid City and, talk to her, you know, and all of our candidates, they gave me their numbers. I've called them, and they'll answer the phone. And I'd like to run this more like a relay race rather than a marathon and have our, you know, those that are in office go ahead and pass the baton to the next guy and let's go.
And she is a candidate in the primary against Dusty Johnson then?
Right. Yep.
Got it. Yep. And he's been weak sauce. There's no doubt about that. So, you know, a plug is welcome from anybody. We say what's on your mind, right? Todd? Kevin? What's on your mind? So if that's what's on your mind,
yep,
then you bring that. That's fabulous. Tom Kenville, EyeSight Drone Services, we're graciously, he has graciously welcomed us into the epicenter of EyeSight Drone Services here in Grand Forks for the broadcast today. Thank you for that, Tommy.
You bet, Scott.
How are you?
Pretty good.
Wonderful. It is the few days past what was some really treacherous weather out in western North Dakota, and I know EyeSight Drone Services mobilized and got out there and helped them. Explain to folks what you do in a situation like that. Down power lines, down power poles. How do you help the utilities?
Well, yeah, as you know, we have offices in Watford, and we had a small crew out there, and so I just looked around the office here. I said, get in the pickups and get out there. I'll have the work lined up when you get there. And so some of our senior leaders went out, and in the meantime, the FAA test site in the state got a waiver from the FAA so we could fly beyond line of sight. And between us and the test site, we flew 3,200 power poles in 4 days, and then that allowed the power companies to do their normal job and order, know what to order, what to get, how many crews they need.
Much faster than they otherwise would have, because I would imagine, you know, the old days, they literally got to wait till they can get to it. Number one, in a blizzard, that's not easy, and number two, that just takes a lot of time.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of the companies have people that are in tech and can do it, but it's not their day job. Their day job's being an engineer, you know. So we kind of filled the gap there, and we've done a few emergencies out there, and as you know, North Dakotans step up and get it done when they need to, and we were lucky to be in the right place at the right time. And
but that level of technology and that speed at which you mobilize it is hard to quantify, but I guarantee you people that were without power appreciate the fact that it happens that much faster.
Yeah, I mean, you know, maximize technology and the human resources, and you know, you could do it with airplanes. They tried, but they're fast and more expensive, and we could have done quickly. And
what do you think is the, if you had to pick one thing that is the best game changer for what you do, that maybe we didn't think of 3-5 years ago, what is it? That's been one that's been obviously pretty well known and kind of easy. That, you know, if you got to inspect things, water tower, power lines, whatever, you do it a lot more efficiently with this kind of. What else are there?
Well, you saw one of our trucks leaving today. It's heading for Colorado. We're on a firefighting team out there. We have to do a demo with. We have a drone now that's gas powered, 7 hours in the air. And beyond line of sight is the key, because you can get so much more done so much quicker. North Dakota, as you know, has been a leader in all this. I was around overnight success 12 years ago with Senator Hovind when he was governor, right? But we're here now, and people are accepting the drones. Energy infrastructure and ag are the key plays, you know, I believe. You can do a lot of other things with them, and we do little. You know, we're going to inspect quite a few cell towers this year, too. But today we probably have guys in 6 or 7 states. I don't even know. You know, inspecting energy infrastructure. And as the world gets smaller and as things keep happening, energy is key, right? So we can all do what we need to do. So
Tom is also the chair of the Grand Forks Chamber of Commerce, so we want to talk a little bit about that, and we'll do that if we come back on the break here and talk about things that are happening there. EyeSight Drone Services, thanks for having us, Tom. It's nice to be here. Mike in Fargo has a question about the movie 2,000 Mules. Lay it on me, Mike.
Hey, Scott, I saw it over the movie over the weekend, and just a question, just a hypothetical. If a person witnesses a crime, murder, theft, whatever, and doesn't say anything, is that person not complicit in that crime?
Well, that kind of crime, absolutely. You know, I guess I'm not a lawyer, but you know, you know, if two people go in and are, you know, this almost sounds like an accomplice or something. I guess if it's somebody wandering down the street, they see it and don't, you know, help. I don't know if that would be there, but I think
at least it's on your conscience. You know, it's like, man, you didn't
right.
say anything. We've got thousands of felonies,
yep,
of vote harvesting, stopping on video. I'm just disappointed in networks, Fox News, Newsmax, not saying anything. I mean, Edmund Burke said if all things were evil, seed is for good men to do nothing.
Yeah, I don't understand it either, to tell you the truth, because this is sort of a whole different level of election fraud, and it's brilliant what they've done in this technology that they find and track these cell phones, and then actually match it with the video. And as you're right, you're watching crimes being committed in this movie. We're working on a premiere in Fargo, too, for folks who want to see it.
Isn't it great when you get credit for what you've done? When you choose the University of Mary to earn or finish your degree, our team examines your prior work experience and accomplishments that can be counted as college credits. We'll also add any transfer credits, plus encourage you to test out of courses where you are already proficient. With an entire University of Mary team working for you, you can do this. Discover the best path to your degree at online.umary.edu/discover more.
Bring that sweet tooth into PetroServe USA for some great specials. Hershey's or Reese's candy bars. The big ones, $1.39 for the king size, only 79 cents for the standard size. Giant sunflower seeds, $1.39. Pringles at PetroServe USA, just $1.49. Jack's Links, original or teriyaki, only $4.49. And don't forget any size fountain pot for coffee or cappuccino, just 79 cents. Red Bull energy drinks, big 16-ounce size, 3 for $5. PetroServe USA.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The president will be addressing key issues such as inflation and how his administration plans to tackle it later on Tuesday. Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley believes that the Biden administration's policies are driving inflation.
He's responsible for this inflationary binge. He's the one who's given it to us. Gas prices have been going up for an entire year and a half now under him. There's a simple solution to this, by the way. Why don't we produce American energy?
That audio courtesy of Fox and Friends, the Biden administration is again allowing leasing sales for oil and gas drilling. The White House says the main drivers of inflation are supply chain issues, the COVID-19 pandemic, and the Russian invasion of Ukraine. Primaries taking place in Nebraska and West Virginia today. In West Virginia, former President Trump backed Representative Alex Mooney. This is USA Radio News.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Your Mind is brought to you in part by H.A. Thompson & Sons. The good folks at H.A. Thompson & Sons have been doing a lot. Started in Bismarck, Mandan, of course, as the Little Plumber way back there in 1908. So you can do the math. They've been around a long time. 100 years is in the rearview mirror at H.A. Thompson & Sons. And they've grown and grown and grown. A couple of my favorite things about H.A. Thompson & Sons is their link service. Contractor, they are a link service operator, and that allows them to provide you cost-effective environmental maintenance agreements. What does that mean? Well, there are manufacturing operations in North Dakota, of which they maintain, you know, everything from the HVAC to the assembly line, as an example. And this is hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of buildings that they do that for. They also are known for indoor air quality. If you were of the opinion, look, whether it's COVID, whether it's mold, whether it's anything, I want the cleanest workplace. I want the best restaurant. I don't want anybody to have to worry about anything. Then you have the ability to do what long-term care facilities, hospitals, schools have done on the commercial side, even in your home with indoor air quality from HATandSons.com. That's your best defense right there. Keep the air clean. Check them out at HATandSons.com. More of our conversation with Tom Kenville, and in a few minutes, you're going to hear an interview with Father Bill Sherman. Interview I did 5 years with him, 5 years ago with him, when it was a little Thanksgiving special we did. I was very thankful for him. He was my pastor for 20-plus years, and a beloved pastor, author, historian. I mean, there's just so many things to love about Father Sherman. So stay tuned, because I asked him the question whether or not, you know, when he gets to heaven, that, you know, he's looking, what is he most looking forward to in heaven? So, be kind of fun. Tom Kenville with us from iSight Drone Services and also chair of the board of directors of the Grand Forks Chamber of Commerce. How's Grand Forks doing these days, Tommy? Give me a little update on all things Grand Forks from the chamber's perspective.
Well, the town's growing, which is great for business and the tax base. Working on a lot of bridges. Overpass on the interstate, underpass on 42nd.
You know, good Grand Forks to me is a testament to how important permanent flood protection is. Because obviously we didn't have it in 1997 here. I was a resident here. And as I recall, Grand Forks is like just now back at where it was pre-flood population-wise.
A little over, I think, 6,000 or 7,000 more than pre-flood. But that's 25 years ago.
Oh, that's a battle.
Yeah, and part of me says the census isn't done right because you see all the houses on the south end and apartments going up and things. So there must be people in them, so that the numbers surprise me. But we need more access to events. We need better, you know, better infrastructure. Our new mayor is doing a rock star job at getting stuff done. And, yeah, I mean, the town's good. Ag's good. Drones are good. University's good.
So. What's the pitch for Grand Forks when businesses come here and say, hey, kicking the tires, we want to be here? What does Grand Forks lead with?
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, we're pretty high tech. We're never going to be Fargo. I mean, I think the two interstates there make a world of difference. So we've got to find our own niche, and you know, the unemployment rate's always low, but people seem to grow with that too. So the staffing is an issue. Like our own company, I mean, I have 30, you know, millennials on the payroll. They would have left if we didn't have a tech job for them, but they're still here, right? Now they travel a lot, but you know, that's the thing I'm most proud of is keeping the young people here. I mean. You and I were weird staying here as young people.
We were, yeah. We had no choice. We were just off the turnip truck. We decided we were going to. Hey, you're right, though. I mean, and so in other words, you don't have something that floats their boat, so to speak, on the tech side. You lose them. They go somewhere else.
Yeah. Whether it's in ag or in drones or whatever, I think the tech is the key, right? And everything has some form of technology. I mean, look at you now. You know, you used to have scratch paper and notepads and notes, and now you're all gigged up here, you know?
Gigged up. That's Scott, the gigged up guy. Yeah, exactly right. Let's talk a little bit about something that's been certainly in the news with Grand Forks and the corn milling proposed plant by Fufang. Been a lot of controversy surrounding that. How do you see that movie ending? What do you want people to know?
Well, the biggest thing, Scott, is we have to treat every business the same. And whether it's a North End business that's already here for years, or when I built the Hilton, we got a little different treatment, right? We have to have a standard, and the same thing for Fufang. I mean, we need to check it out. We need to research it. As you know, in my warehouse here, I rented Cirrus Aircraft. They're Chinese-owned. That wasn't a big deal.
Well, and it didn't come in as Chinese-owned, though. The only thing is they bought it later, so it's a little bit different.
But it is and it isn't, right? I mean,
you've been part of the aerospace world, so obviously there's a lot of global business going on, but we're in a different time. You know, we're in a different time with threats, and you know the Chinese and the alliance with the Russians and the potential threatening of Taiwan and everything else makes it a little bit different. Do you think of all the things that have floated up related to concerns, neighbors, traffic, do we have enough water? That the foreign ownership specifically of a you know member of the CCP is the biggest concern right now for the Fufang plant?
Yeah, I mean, we have to do our homework, and we have to really research all the facts, and we can't make the decision off emotion. And if it comes here, and we've done all the research, and we prove it's safe, great. If it doesn't come here, because we did all the research, and there's something wrong, that's fine too. But we have to treat all businesses equal, and we don't have a long track record of that. We're better now than we were back in the day, but.
I feel like Grand Forks sort of been hung out to dry a little bit here in that, you know, you found out really at the 11th hour that it was Chinese-owned, right? Nobody knew, just a proposed milling plan, and you're dealing with the site selection folks, and all of a sudden you find out, and then, you know, nobody wants to get in front of that bus, right? Do you feel like you could have had more support from, I don't know if it's the state or the, you know.
No, I mean, I talked to a couple other cities that were in the finals. And they knew it was Chinese owned, and they wanted it, and we were the winner. Did we put together a better package? Why were we the winner? I'm not sure, but we are. And you know, we have to enter. Like I said, we have to treat everyone the same.
Well, and I think also just if future deals, things come up. You know, there's been a lot of controversy over this one. It may cause others to be reluctant. So I think that's just be true to the process, right?
Yeah, I mean, we had James Lehman up here the other day, head of the Department of Commerce. There's a lot of other things trailing and around, circling big business, too.
A lot of them.
And you know, we need it all. You know, you talked about the flood protection here. Well, we have it, and we have great flood protection. But ever since then, our taxes have been the highest in the state. So which is it? We got a lot of state support. We got a lot of federal support. But, you know, I call this place world headquarters. I pay close to $9,000 a year, and I'm on gravel. Hello. You know.
Oh, these are good topics, Tommy. We always appreciate catching up with you and appreciate your leadership in Grand Forks.
Thank you, Scott.
You're a good man. There's darn few of us left. That's all I say. Tommy Kenville, EyeSight Drone Services, where we are broadcasting today. All right, let's roll that interview I did with Father Bill Sherman, who died last week at 94. His funeral is today. I think you're going to like this. Listen up.
When I would sit in the pews of your church when you were pastor at St. Mike's, I always had an enormous amount of peace from your sermons. I mean, I never left church without a takeaway and something that, you know, sometimes like, how does he know I needed it? Just like he's saying it at that time. How does that happen?
It's the grace of God. I mean, when the priest is talking, he's not just talking himself, but there's that divine spirit that floats around and makes it so that what he says will make sense. More sense to one person than another, but nonetheless makes sense. And that's where you get this peaceful spirit feeling about it. You know?
So if you were at the pulpit today and your audience is five states and two Canadian provinces, as we're talking on this Thanksgiving Day, what message do you want people to hear?
You mean a message that's...
What would your sermon be for them today? What should they hear on Thanksgiving?
Listen, don't add up all the bad things in your life. Add up all the good things. And if you look at it carefully, there are more good things than bad things. And that's what you thank God for. All the blessings that you got, all the fine things. And don't be preoccupied with bad things that happened. Because Lord knows there's not a lot of bad things that happen.
Are the tendencies to focus on the negative and the bad, and I had a flat tire and I can't afford it, or, you know, I want to go there and I can't, is that the devil? Or is that a fallen world?
I don't know. I think it's a fallen world. I wouldn't blame that all on the devil. I just say we got a world that's a little screwed up at times. And God doesn't want us to keep focusing on the ways that it's all screwed up.
If I took your advice and said, I'm going to focus on the good things, I'm going to count up the good things, and try to put those bad things in the rearview mirror and forget about them. But I just couldn't. I try every day and I can't. And so I take one step forward and two steps back. Then is it the devil? Is it the devil saying, gosh, God, you're about to accomplish something good, but I'm going to pull you back from that to happen? When is it the devil?
I think you're just lazy. If you'd sit around and think of all the good things that happened to you, there'd be a lot of them. And don't focus on the bad things that happens, because...
So you're doing it to yourself?
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not the devil.
When is it the devil? I see the horrible things that we've seen in the news of late, whether it's a guy sitting in a hotel room shooting people at a concert in Las Vegas, or somebody walking into a church in Texas and saying, is that the devil?
No, the devil can be involved in that.
I mean, that's pure evil, isn't it?
It's evil, yeah. Although it may be that the guy is nuts. I mean, you know, we're not all thinking straight. Yeah. And so sometimes we just go a little nutty.
Other than that, which obviously that's a mental illness, and I don't doubt you're right. A lot of that's included in that. I hear what you're saying is, in a general sense, we're our own worst enemy most times.
Many, many times, yeah.
But in that case, people just need encouragement, don't they?
Sure.
More with Father Sherman coming up. What's on your mind?
North Dakotans know a thing or two about energy and the environment. Our electricity rates are some of the lowest in the nation, and we are among only 17 states that meet all federal air quality standards. Coal has always been a big part of our energy success story. As the most resilient source of power, it keeps our electricity affordable and reliable, provides high-quality jobs, and boosts our economy. The coal industry in North Dakota accounts for more than 13,000 good-paying jobs and $5.4 billion in economic impact. Lignite also plays a pivotal role along with oil and gas revenue, providing nearly $1,600 per student to districts across the state. We know that to continue our regional prosperity, we need an all-of-the-above energy strategy that includes coal to make sure our homes and businesses have the electricity they need when they need it. Learn more at www.lignite.com.
Here's Pam to tell us what brought her to hot spring spas and pool tables, too.
We first came in because my husband had the operation on his back. We had already researched everything, already knew what we were going to get. Our Envoy is just amazing because, you know, in North Dakota, we have the coldest winters ever. And so just being in there feels like you've gone on vacation. I can't imagine my life without the Envoy. It's just part of our life now, part of our relaxation, stress reliever.
Hot spring spas, pool tables, too. West Fargo, Bismarck, and Grand Forks, too.
Reveille, wake up, stand up, let's elevate America. Join me at ndflagpoleguy.com and our patriots in raising America to a level of excellence. Strength through peace and love will be our creed. Let us return to the basics of what has made our country great. Accountability to a creator, ourselves, and those in our lives is vitally important to a civil, free country. I'm Jim, I'm ndflagpoleguy.com, and thank you.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by Swanson Hyperbarics. By the way, it's here. In addition to the renowned hyperbaric oxygen treatment they have at Swanson Hyperbarics Clinic, they now have the Hackett Ozone Sauna, developed for a single purpose, strategic wellness and vitality. The Hackett Ozone Sauna uses a combination of treatments to help detox the body, improve circulation, boost energy, strengthen the immune system, reduce pain, swelling, inflammation. I'm telling you, this does a lot. Call for an appointment today. Your first 30-minute treatment is free. Feel great, look great, be great. Why wait? It's here now at Swanson Hyperbaric Clinic, swansonhyperbarics.com to find out more or call this number, 701-929-3930. You're hearing an interview I did back on Thanksgiving 5 years ago with then 90-year-old Father Bill Sherman. He passed away last week at 94. His funeral is today. I'm honored to be a pallbearer. I was in his pews for 20 years as a resident of Grand Forks. Just absolutely revere the man. And one of the questions I hear from a lot of people
How can, you know, if there's a God, why do all these bad things happen? As if God's supposed to, you know, prevent any bad thing from happening. I asked Father Sherman just to explain that to people. When they see bad things happening, they say, how is there a God? How would you explain that to them, Father?
I would say this, if some tragedy happens, you know, I would say count the good things that happened, because the good things will come out of some of those tragedies, too. And
you can't even probably quantify at the time, right? That you might even know, not know.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Sort of beyond our understanding, really, isn't it?
That's right. Mm-hmm. But if we add up all the good things that happened to us, and don't just focus on the crazy things, we'll end up optimistic and finding out there's a lot more good things going on all the time.
As usual, that's a great bit of advice, because you're just taking stock. You're writing them down. You're thinking about the good things. And if you do, the good will outweigh the bad no matter what, right?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
And we're not doing it for this world, right? I mean, this is but a blip?
Well, I don't know what a blip is, but
I'm saying whatever time we have on this earth.
Oh, yeah.
Is short compared to how long we'll have eternal life.
Well, of course. And we can drop dead tomorrow, you know, if we try to lead a good life. The next world is waiting for us a lot better. And so,
how old are you?
Kid, I'm 90 years old.
That's so incredible. Do you look forward to eternal? I mean, obviously you are such a prayer warrior. You're doing mass every day. You're praying for people all the time. You're doing a lot of good at 90 years of age. I love my visits with you. It's fantastic. But do you say, hey, whenever it comes, I'm really looking forward to that day?
Oh, I'm looking forward to it. There's a lot of nice things about the next world. For one thing, we'll see of all of our family members, all of our old friends, our old buddies. And in the next world, you know, time is not a factor. So we can talk and talk and talk about what happened now and what happened. Do you remember that? And so on, Charlie. And our memories are excellent. So I'm looking forward to the next world, too. So I can see all my old buddies up there, my friends.
Last question for you on this Thanksgiving Day. As you look back over all those 90 years, we started with your time as a GI and that GI Bill and what that led to, because you were able to use that as a beachhead and go forward. But of your entire sweep of life, what do you most want to be remembered for? What do you want people to say about Father Sherman's 90 years on this earth?
That he was a nice guy, and he reflected God in my life. And he reminded me that God is part of my life. That's my only reason to be remembered. Now, in the next world, there's no such thing as time. So we can get together with all of our friends and talk about this and that and so on.
And we'll have a lot of stories to share about all the good work you've done over the years and all the lives that you have improved through your wonderful ministry. So I appreciate you. I love you very much, and I thank you for the time today.
Thank you very much, yeah. Well, I pray for all of you folks. Well, that's one thing I can do now. I'm in the wheelchair practically all the time, but I've got my prayer book, and I've got my rosary, and I got my simple prayers that say, so I can still do good things for a lot of good people.
And you are. Thanks, Father.
Thank you very much.
Father Bill Sherman, passed away last week at 94 years of age. There's a whole lot of wisdom in that conversation, which was really just so glad I did it. Just thought of it actually yesterday, right before the prayer service, and I thought that was just amazing. Tommy, thanks for having us here today. Appreciate it.
Hey, you know, I mean, a lot of people don't realize what a historian Father Sherman was. I mean, so
author.
Much research in North Dakota. I mean, he was an unbelievable father, obviously, but the history he had, he'll tell you where the Russians were and where the first African Americans, and he knew it all.
Arab Americans in North Dakota, I always joked to him, that must be the shortest book ever written, but there's so much rich history, it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It really is. And he was best of the best, and now he's having all that time to talk with his buddies. I love it.
He's got thousands up there.
He sure does, including your stepfather and our dear friend, one of the best, Tom Clifford. So it'd be fun to see that reunion. My father-in-law, Jerry Hammerlick, and so many others. God bless, folks.
Jonas, tell us a little bit about your experience with DJ Coulter and American Family Insurance.
The thing I love most about the DJ Coulter agency is that I'm not just a number, I'm a name, and they know me, and they know my family, and they've done a great job taking care of us with any of our insurance needs. One of the fun things about their team is that if they don't know the answer, they're real quick to get back to you. In every instance, they've been able to bring it to a great resolution, and I'm just so thankful for how they've taken care of us and our needs.
DJ Coulter, American Family Insurance, 235-6641.
You might remember a few things from years gone by. The TV shows we watched.
Everybody knows your name.
The video games we used to play. And remember when this meant you could get on the internet? Just like these sounds bring you back, our work, 50 years strong, carries tradition and nostalgia too. The best in office equipment and software, advanced business methods, employee-owned, locally serviced, keeping your money right here in the community. Online at avmnow.com.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, and how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.